Hey, brave one. Welcome to another episode of the Aware and Prepared podcast. I'm your host, Mandy Pratt, a trained domestic violence victim advocate, self-defense teacher, and professional speaker who helps those feeling vulnerable learn emotional self-defense and how to be street smart. You deserve to live in peace and safety. Stick around to hear safety tips that will help us enjoy empowered lives. Let's leave worry behind so we can be savvy, aware, and prepared. Hey, welcome back. That's right. You heard correctly. I have just rebranded my podcast from Woman Aware and Prepared to simply Aware and Prepared. Since I go out and speak to schools and all genders, I wanted to make sure that the boys and everybody else is included and they know that what I'm teaching is not just for girls, because as many of you know, unfortunately, crime and violence happens to all genders. It happens mostly to women and girls, but it happens to all. So I wanted to make sure that we're covering all the bases here. And today I have a fun episode planned for us. So one, did you know that this podcast just turned one a couple weeks ago? I'm going to share some fun stats on that. And secondly, I'm going to mix it up a bit and give you guys some fun ideas for games you can play to be more aware of your surroundings. You can do this with your family without freaking them out. It's a fun way to get everybody involved. All right, so first of all, let's share the stats. All right, so for the first year of the Women Aware and Prepared podcast, we had 44 episodes. Our most popular city that it was listened to was Los Angeles, which makes sense because I live around that city and most of my people are in that area. Other notable cities for listeners that are listening in is Knoxville, Tennessee, Sydney, New South Wales, and Phoenix, Arizona. Go figure. Hello to those of you. All right. And we have listeners from 26 different countries. I had no idea. So thank you so much. The United States, of course, has almost all of them, but also Australia, Canada, the UK, and Bulgaria, which is surprising. So thank you. And the very top episodes were, I'm going to give you the top 10. So the top two, of course, are my own crazy story where I shared in the very first episode, and then the detective that helped catch my ex-husband, who turned out to be a bank robber. That episode was number two. And number three was the most asked women's self-defense questions and answers. That was episode four. And then the most popular was simply my trailer. That means my intro. When you start a podcast, you make a trailer so people know what it's going to be about. And the most popular number five was episode three. Where are our children disappearing to? We talked about how creeps groom our kids online through social media and gaming. And next was episode number eight, emotional abuse and teen dating violence. And number seven was simple ways to keep kids safer online with the cyber safety cop. That was episode number 42. The next most popular was one of the ones I always recommend that young adults listen to. It was Understanding the Tactics of Predatory Criminals, Kelly's Story. You guys, if you haven't heard this, you've got to hear this. It's how seemingly good Samaritans worm their way into your heart and end up assaulting you. So you really need to hear that. It's episode number seven. And let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay. The most popular number 9 is what happened to you doesn't change who you are. Yeah, that was just a simple little monologue that I did for you guys, episode 5. And then number 10 was fight, flight, or freeze, 5 common stress reactions. That was episode 21. So I hope that you guys didn't miss those top 10, most popular 10. If you did, please go back and listen. And of course, oh my gosh, there's so many other really helpful ones. So please scroll down in your list of episodes and make sure they all say played. If not, then make sure you listen. All right. So those were some fun stats. And I want to say thank you so much for listening this past year. I have some really, really cool guests coming on within the next month or two. I've got those coming up. So I'm super excited to serve you guys that way and help you feel safer with more peace. All right. So part 2 of this episode today, what are some games that we can play by ourselves or with our family or friends on how to help ourselves be more naturally aware of our surroundings, right? So here's one. How many exits are in the place that you are currently in at this moment, right? And I always do this fun little pop quiz. Let's say you're in a Starbucks. How many exits are there in your Starbucks? What do you guys think? So we have the front door and the back door, but did you think of the drive-through window? Right? If there was an active shooter and you needed to flee fast and you're not near one of the doors, you could jump the counter and jump out the window if needed, right? So that's a creative option. So ask yourself or your friends and family next time that you guys go somewhere, what are the exits? How many exits are in here, do you think? You could do it at the Starbucks and see if they catch the drive-through window. All right, game number 2 is a lot of us, we forget that if something bad happens and we need to scream, we haven't thought of that, or like we forget that we can scream, right? And so a fun thing to do is to challenge yourself or even you and let's say your daughter or your son or whoever, your spouse, maybe, who screams the loudest? This is kind of a fun one. So maybe don't do it at home if you live in a condo or an apartment because you might freak out your neighbors or your dog. So I suggest maybe doing this in the car. So a lot of times we just scream from the throat, but if you scream with the power coming from the breath deep down in your stomach, you'll surprise yourself. And remember that this can be something to create a boundary. So if a creepy person comes up to you and you need them to stay back, do you think it's going to be more effective to say, oh, please stop, don't come further? Or if you scream, I'm not going to do it now because it's going to like blow out your ears or microphone. But if you scream as loud as you can, like from your stomach, they're going to be like, whoa, crazy lady, right? So that's going to really help. So do that test. And then the third game is pick a target and see how many times you can spot that. So let's say men in white shirts. All right. So you guys are out at Target, maybe. How many men in white shirts or boys in white shirts do you find? And by the end of your visit, see the number that each of you got. So those are 3 games that you can play to help yourself become naturally aware, not freaked out, of your surroundings. And that will help you just kind of start to pay attention. So again, those 3 games were how many exits are at the place you're currently at. Number 2, who screams the loudest? Have some fun with that. And number 3, pick a target. You guys can determine that wherever you're at. Maybe you're out to eat, right? Determine, is it going to be women in black shirts, men in white shirts, to help you with situational awareness? So have fun with that and tell me in the reviews, maybe, if you found that helpful. I'm always excited to see when somebody leaves a review because That helps more people find this podcast. And also, I know that I'm serving you well. So if you would please do a review, especially those of you who are in Apple, you scroll down at the bottom of all the episodes and you'll see there that you can leave the number of stars. And you can also leave just a little one or two sentence on what's most helpful or what else do you want to hear. So I appreciate you guys and thank you so much for being here. And I'm excited for the new rebranding here and season 2, which began today. So thanks for being here. See you next week. Thanks for being a fan of the Aware and Prepared podcast. Show it some love by leaving a review, and don't forget to hit follow so you catch future episodes. To book me to speak and transform your audience, go to my website, womenawareandprepared.com. To join my VIPs who get each episode's lessons learned, resource links, and more sent directly to you, sign up is at my website where you'll find a free gift. All links are in the show notes. Talk with you next week. Remember, you are worthy of a safe and peaceful life.